Al Jazeera, the Arab satellite television network, has broadcast another message said to have come from Osama bin Laden. Unlike the videos aired a year ago, however, in the early days of the U.S. bombing campaign in Afghanistan, this message comes as a written statement. There's been no verification that the statement is authentic. But today, President Bush, speaking to reporters on the White House lawn, said authentic or not, al-Qaeda remains a force to be reckoned with.
Now, we don't know whether bin Laden is alive or dead. You know, they keep floating supposed letters and our radio broadcasts. We do know that al-Qaeda is still dangerous. And while we've made good progress, there is a lot more work to do.
NPR's Kate Seeley is following the story from Amman, Jordan, and she says the statement broadcast today makes reference to recent events.
It urges Muslims to wage war against the United States and Israel. It blasts the U.S. for planning to attack Iraq. But most significantly, it refers to both a recent explosion on a French oil tanker off of Yemen's coast and an attack on U.S. Marines in Kuwait that took place last Tuesday. Now, while not taking credit for those attacks directly, it congratulates those who carried out the attacks and says both assaults serve to remind the, quote, enemy, i.e. the U.S. and its allies, of the price they'll have to pay for their aggression against Muslims. Finally, the statement also adds that the attacks are a clear message to both enemies and friends that basically the al-Qaeda network has not been weakened despite the U.S.-led bombing campaign in Afghanistan.
Now, Al Jazeera has been criticized for broadcasting some of bin Laden's statements before without knowing whether or not they're authentic. So we can't say that they've verified this. But what do counterterrorism experts say about this statement and its content, whether it's from bin Laden or someone else?
There have been a number of statements lately attributed to al-Qaeda leaders. Bin Laden had a statement October 6th, Ayman al-Zawahiri, the number two in the network, who's really believed to be the mastermind behind many of al-Qaeda's operations, had a statement on Tuesday, and now this statement.
Of course, the bin Laden statement that you're referring to, Kate, that was broadcast on October 6th, no one knows when that was made either, correct?
No, nobody knows when that was made, but what's interesting about that statement was that it referred to attacks on America's economic lifeline. Now, that statement was released the same day the explosion on the French oil tanker took place, an explosion that investigators now believe is the result, in fact, of a terrorist act. That was followed on Tuesday by the attack on U.S. Marines training on an island off of Kuwait's coast. It was later found out that the attackers who were killed had trained in al-Qaeda camps in Afghanistan. Of course, that's been followed by Saturday night's car bombing in Bali. And finally today, there was another shooting attack on U.S. Marines training in northern Kuwait. No one was injured in that assault. So there has definitely been a spike in terror attacks coinciding with these alleged al-Qaeda statements.
So no matter who is actually behind these statements, there seems to be a pattern between increased attacks and statements of this kind, which are being broadcast on Al Jazeera.
Absolutely. This is exactly what counterterrorism and U.S. officials are looking at.
Are U.S. officials abroad giving any more warnings, Kate? How are they responding?
Well, the State Department has issued a worldwide caution to Americans to basically keep alert to what they're calling the continuing threat of terrorist actions that may target civilians.
NPR's Kate Seeley in Amman, Jordan. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you, Jackie.